peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Dear Lord, your peace is a gift that surpasses all understanding. You provide comfort in the midst of our trials and tribulations, giving us strength to carry on when the path ahead seems too daunting. Your promise of perfect peace remains true for those who keep their hearts aligned with you. As we walk this life filled with trials and temptations, help us to remember that you are always with us. Fill our hearts with courage and faith so that we may abide in your peace and be a beacon of hope for those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me in prayer. Stay tuned for today's free podcast, Meditative Prayers with Zach Clinton, where you can draw close to God and find strength in Him.
Noah didn't wait until it started raining to build the ark. He was prepared, right? Hi, I'm Matthew Potter, founder of Pray.com. Life brings us the unexpected, and we need to be prepared like Noah. Take your health, for instance. What if you need to see a doctor now, but you can't get in? Or the pharmacy runs out of medicine like during COVID, or you're traveling and you can't find care? That's why world-renowned doctors created the Medical Emergency Kit. Your kit contains essential prescription antibiotics, ivermectin, and medications to treat over 39 health issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. It's like having an urgent care right at home. Be prepared like I am with a medical emergency kit from The Wellness Company. Order online in minutes and your kit will be rushed to your door. For 15% off, visit twc.health/pray and use the promo code PRAY. That's twc.health/pray, promo code PRAY. Again, twc.health/pray.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/meditative today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/meditative.
Listen to the podcast, Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans.
This is my beloved son. It is in him I am pleased.
What have you to say for yourself, Jesus? You have made claims to be the son of Jehovah.
I am, as you said.
Listen to Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to your meditative prayer on healing grief. To get the most out of your spiritual journey, use pray.com every day and make prayer a priority in your life. Again, our goal for today's meditative prayer is healing grief. Grief's a heavy emotion to process. So take a minute this day to gather your thoughts and to quiet your spirit. Accommodate yourself into a comfortable state. Close your eyes. Breathe easy. Now turn your heart and fix your attention to what God has for you. Today, again, we'll be meditating on John chapter 14, verse 27 from the King James Version. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let us take time to adore God in these moments. God, I worship you, for you are who you say you are. I praise you for granting me your unmatched peace, a peace that surpasses all knowledge and understanding. I praise you for your loving kindness over me. God, I worship you, for you are always with me. You never leave me nor forsake me. I praise you for your care over me in this time of need. My friends, grief is one of, if not the most difficult emotions to process. Grief can overwhelm the heart, and it can paralyze the mind with fear. But Jesus can help you deal with grief. Why? Because he offers you his peace. The peace of God is different from what this world has to offer. Human peace is dependent upon control of circumstances. It requires everything to be going well in order for it to be real. That's not so with God. Jesus offers a peace that will prevail against all odds. It is tranquility in the middle of the storm, a solid foundation amidst shifting sands. The peace Christ offers is not contingent on your control or your understanding, just your acceptance. His peace is the reassurance that no matter what, God is in control. Not only is he in control, but also he has a plan. And not just any plan, he has the best plan. Because God is who he is. His peace reigns supreme. So confess your grief to God right now, for he is waiting for you. Let us now thank God for his peace. Thank him for his peace that is divine. Thank God that you do not have to live under fear. Thank him for peace in the healing process. Thank Jesus that in the middle of your grief, you have his assurance. And thank him that you can trust that he will work all things out for good. God is present, and he is listening to you. He cares for you, and he longs to ease your suffering. This is your moment to reach out to him. Ask God to reassure your heart in this difficult time. Ask him to grant you his peace that surpasses all understanding, peace that is greater than any circumstance or situation. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you receive this peace and to trust in his word. Remember, God promised to give you his peace. God's peace is greater than anything the world has to offer. It prevails all obstacles and triumphs over all fear. Have courage and know that you're not alone. God is for you, and he will help you through this. With God's peace, when it reigns in our hearts, my friends, you can overcome anything. Thank you for completing today's meditative prayer on pray.com. By incorporating this healthy habit as a daily practice, you are making prayer a priority and strengthening your walk with God. Again, my name is Zach Clinton from the American Association of Christian Counselors, and we love being a part of your life.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Listen to the podcast, Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans.
This is my beloved son. It is in him I am pleased.
What have you to say for yourself, Jesus? You have made claims to be the son of Jehovah.
I am, as you said.
Listen to Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.